Many of you know that I was in the United States this past Shabbos via Vienna. And America, the United States, is a place of big business, you know. So in the United States, you hear about businessmen. Invariably, people speak about them. So I'd like to tell you about an incredible, amazing businessman that I was zocher to hear about. His name was Yechezkel, and he was a flower seller. It's a short story. Now, we all know that the Aleph, if you have money, don't invest it with me. That's the Aleph, okay? But the Beis is that you have to know where to invest your money, right? If you just invest your money, that's a waste. So here's the story of Yechezkel's movement and advance and ascendancy in the business world. How he got to what he felt he should really spend his money on. So he was selling flowers daily, his family. This is before the war, the big war. Not the big war, the World War II. And he was selling flowers, and his family needed to support them. And one Friday, he made a killing. You know, Imanush wiped the market. Good. He goes to the bathhouse, the mikveh, all happy, hangs up his pants, goes into the mikveh. I don't know if they had showers then. How are they finished off? Puts his pants back on, digs into his pockets, and finds that the pockets are empty. It's all gone. All the money, all of that Friday's success was gone in an instant. And Yechezkel was a smart businessman, so he started thinking about where he's investing his money. He says to himself, you know what? If it can happen after a day, losing everything in one shot, it can happen after a week. And if it can happen after a week, it can happen after a month. And if it can happen after a month, it can happen after a year, 10 years. And if it can happen after 10 years, it could happen at the end of my life. I might spend my whole life making money, and it'll all go down, as we know it does happen to certain businessmen. Happened to Trump 4 or 5 times. Thank you. Right? At the end of their life, everything's lost. The dollar devaluates, a war happens, you're gone. And he said to himself, if so, das ist nicht für mir. It's not for me, this business. I'm going to another business. My business is going to be Emuna. My business is going to be Torah. My business is going to be Amidus. And that was the beginning of the famed Mashkiach of Panovich, Rav Chatzkel Levenstein. Rosai, it's something you always have to think about. It's a nice way to think. Where am I investing? Where am I investing? Right? Where am I investing my time, my talents, my emotions, my interest, my ratzon, my money, my life? Right? Part of it's here, but how much of our time are we investing in things which don't necessarily hold and won't necessarily bear fruit for us long term, which are unprotected investments? And when we put ourselves into Torah and mitzvahs, midas, working on ourselves, every little bit stays lenetzach nitzachim. Okay, well, so that was just to let everybody know about my trip, my much celebrated trip. Okay, and I want to get to the main topic I want to speak about. I did hear that story in America, though. I'd like to share something from Dov Yafo, another mashkiach. That was about one mashkiach named Chatzkel Levenstein. This is about another mashkiach named Dov Yafo. Dov Yafo is the mashkiach of Kfar Hasidim. He's one of the greatest mashkiachim, one of the greatest spiritual mentors of our times, a famous person. So he was asked this question. I want to share the question with you. And Avreich asked me that had a son that was still hanging on, but he was definitely weak in his Shmirat HaMitzvot. And his wife is asking this Avreich, why is it that all the davening, right, all the davenings that we do aren't mitkabel, right? And our son's still descending, we don't see the end in light. Why is it you and I were davening so much? And Avreich himself answered his wife, and he said, you know what, if we hadn't been davening, this kid would maybe even be worse. So who knows how much the tefillot are working. And he wanted to know, Rabdov, what do you say about this? So he went to Mashkiach. What do you think about this conversation between me and my wife? But before I answer, give you his answers, I want to ask you a few more questions. Number one, why is it that when we pray for a chola, when we daven for a sick person, we always add the words at the end, betoch shar chol Yisrael, amongst the other chol Yisrael? Two, why is it that all of our Shmon Esrei is always b'lashin rabim, refa'enu, shiveinu, shiveshofteinu, nu, right? Not nu, like get the chazan going, the chazar shashats, right? No. Well, before that, no, everybody's saying Rafa'ein nu, Hashiv'ein nu. Why? Why is that the way the tefillah works? Okay, and finally, we speak so much in these hallowed halls about Kiruv, right? And we should be asking ourselves, what can we do? What must we do now? Of course, we're preparing ourselves, doing the best preparation, like we spoke about a shmuzah to ago, the real way to prepare yourself. Yom Dibur Hashem is Moshe. Now you're making yourselves a Talmidim, which just like Moshe became the Rebbe when he was on Har Sinai, we're becoming the Rebbeim here as we sit in these hallowed halls. But more than that, what can we do? What can we do? What do we have to do? Okay? Now, we all know that it's nice to daven for others. But I recently saw just how far-reaching this idea is of praying for other people. I'd like to share that with you. The Sefer Chassidim, who's, I believe, a Rishon, Rebbe Chassid, very early source, says these words. Here I'm going to read it in Hebrew and translate for you. Yesh mispala v'nane. There's someone who prays and is answered. Yesh mispala v'enonane. And there's someone who davens and is not answered. Why is it? Why is it some people's prayers are answered and some people's prayers aren't answered? So listen to this. This is a serious question for all of us. We all want our prayers to be answered. Hatam lefi. And this is, again, from an early source. Hatam. The pain and the anguish and the grief of our friends. He doesn't think about other people when he davens. It's reasonable. That's the reason he is not answered. He should have thought, if I was in his situation, on this situation, if I would be where he is, I would pray. You have to love your neighbor as yourself. What does that mean? Where is this person? What's his situation? What's his life? What's his difficulties? If I was there, how much would I daven? How much would I want other people to daven for me? And therefore, you have to daven. Once he doesn't have, he's not bothered by the tsar of the tzaddik, Lo yitachin shi'inene. This is a strong language. It's not reasonable. It's not possible that you'll be answered. Lo yitachin shi'inene. Beginning he says yitachin shlo yeh, and here he says lo yitachin shi'inene. Ishladaik. So we see Rabosai, the davening for someone else who's in a difficult situation isn't just a tosefet ma'ala. I daven, and sometimes I also daven for other people, but it's a kiyum. And a bitul, it's a fulfillment and going against the central mitzvah in the Torah of after a kamocha, and it's a reason the Sefer Chassidim says that a person won't be answered, Rahman al-Islam. And that's why also we say, and he continues, Lekach, this is fascinating. The Gra in Shnoseliyo has a different mahalach maybe, but this is Sefer Chassidim. Lekach, Kol hatfilos v'tachanunim tiknu lomer b'losh rabim. That's why Chazal were metakin tefillah in a lashon of rabim. Rafa'enu reina banyenu. And listen to this. V'imlo, if you don't think about other people, ma ben zela behema. What's the difference between that person who doesn't think of others and an animal? She'ena chosheshet b'tzar chaver. No cow worries about its friend. And then he says somewhere else. Yesh tzadik shisurim banalav l'fishilo hayalo levakish l'spalav v'nei adam lord palel. A person can, God forbid, get yisurim, can get difficulties, lo aleinu, because he didn't daven for other people. And Rav Dov continues, and he says, that's why also we always say betok shara chol Yisrael. In other words, Chazal were mitaking. Chazal helped us to include this idea in our davening all the time. Really, could be we could daven for ourselves. But if we only daven for ourselves, God forbid there could be a taina on us, for both sides. You're a person who davens, but you don't think about other people, there could be a taina, there could be a divine request on us. Why are you davening for others? Therefore, Chazal helped us and started it off and said, we're going to put all the tefillos in the language of the Rabbim, so you naturally will pray for others. And when you pray for your chola, we're going to make sure to add betok shar chol Yisrael. That shouldn't just be you're thinking about your own business. Now, I'd like to share Rav Dov's shocking response to this avreich that it asked him. Again, what was the question? We're davening and davening and davening for our son. And the wife turns to the husband and says, they're not working. And the husband says, well, maybe if we would, I think it's probably what we would all would have said. If we would, that's the natural response. Right? That's why he went to Rav Dov Yafo, and that's Rav Dov Yafo who's who he is. We probably all would have answered what that Avreich said. You know, if we win a daven, it could be, God forbid, worse. So listen to what he says. He says, I asked him, relates Rav Dov, do you daven for other kids going off the derech? So he says, no. So he says, you know what? You uniquely understand, Elena, what it means, the pain of seeing a child who's not going in the derech of his father's. Someone else, it's hard to daven for that because he doesn't really understand it well enough. But you know what it is. You have this situation. And therefore, chovatcha, your obligation is to pray for other people since you have those feelings and you understand what it is. Chovatcha, said Rav Dov, your obligation is to daven for other people who have this tsar. And when you daven and you don't daven for those others and you only daven for your son, Yitachin, maybe you have a taina, there's a divine question on you. Why don't you daven for other people? And that's maybe why that being akiv your tefillah for being miskabel, Rahman al-Sultan. Very serious. Very, very serious, I will say. Huh? It's a very serious thing that a very serious person taught us. So we started the sicha with knowing that there's a big idea to daven for other people. We see here, it's not just a small idea, I will say. It's a central thing in loving other people. And it's a central thing in getting our own prayers, even if you're selfish, from a selfish perspective. Now, Chazal helped us by making that the takana. Chazal helped us by making that the way davening works, right? But for sure, we can't stop. Chazal helped us. They took the first step, and they said, the way we build davening is such that you have to daven for other people, but we all have to go the further step. Now, Rabosai, just to be misayim, to finish, we wonder, what does this mean for us? I think the basic idea is obvious, but in the base medrash, in this base medrash, maybe more than any other base medrash, I don't know how to say that, but in this base medrash, maybe more than any other base medrash in the world, we understand the pain that's out there, right? The pain of wasted time, of wasted lives, the anguish of not knowing what you're living for, the grief of not being connected to your Father in heaven. Noach would always say, the world's hurting. And we understand here the world's hurting all of us, whether we came from backgrounds or not from backgrounds, because we're so exposed. But Kol Shekein, to the Bali Tshuva here, who are mamish there, and they understood what it is like to be there. If you're only thinking about yourself, right? And you're only living for yourself and living for your shtaygen and your aliyah and your family and your life and your parnasa, and you're not thinking about the pain of the greater world, the greater Jewish people that's so far, so disconnected, so... The Sefer Chassidim tells us serious things. So therefore, we really have to wake up and daven for Klal Yisrael. And who knows how much that can do. So here at Rabosai, we should all take this message and prove our davening and our tefillah for Klal Yisrael should bear fruit. And Bezrat Hashem, together, we'll see the whole Klal Yisrael return to Avinu Shebashamayim. Thank you very much. 181A, there's a special tour. Did it?